And we're crossing now to Parliament.
So, of course, Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori, Māori Language Week, which we have a series of events we are celebrating here in the Ministry of Health. So today there is one new case of COVID-19 to report in New Zealand, and this was detected in a recent returnee in a managed isolation facility. There are no new community cases. Today's new case is a woman in her 30s who arrived from Dubai on the 9th of September, and she is related to the three cases reported yesterday. Today, regrettably, we are also reporting the death of a man who had COVID-19. The man was in his 50s and was a confirmed case and had been being looked after in the intensive care unit at Waikato Hospital. He was admitted there on August 19 and sadly passed away yesterday afternoon. And his death and some interviews with his whānau and iwi have already been reported in the media. So the man's whānau has asked us to tell the country that coronavirus is so real and to be vigilant and cautious. They have issued a plea to all New Zealanders, if you are sick and have symptoms, stay home and seek advice about getting a test. The man's death again emphasises the seriousness of this virus if it is not controlled and the consequences it can have. There have now been 25 COVID-19 related deaths in New Zealand. Our thoughts are most sincerely with this man's family and friends during a difficult time, and also for his iwi, Ngāti Raukawa, who have lost clearly a rangatira, who was very prominent in the iwi's history. And they mourn the loss of their loved one. They have requested privacy as they grieve, and we ask that this is respected. Today we have three people in hospital with COVID-19. One is on a ward at Auckland City Hospital, two are in intensive care, one at North Shore Hospital and one at Middlemore Hospital. There are now 57 people linked to the community cluster who remain in the Auckland quarantine facility, and that includes 27 people who have tested positive as well as household contacts. Since the 11th of August, when the first case was notified in this Auckland outbreak or cluster, our contact tracing team has identified 4,139 close contacts of cases, of which 4,046 have been contacted and are self-isolating. We are in the process of contacting the rest. And as you will know, immediately after this stand-up, we have, and also in this room, a presentation of the National Close Contact Service, which I heartily commend to you. With today's new case and four additional recovered cases, our total number of active cases is 79, and of these, 27 are imported cases that were identified in managed isolation facilities. The other 52 are community cases. And our total number of confirmed cases is now 1,451. Yesterday, our labs around the country processed 9,088 tests exactly, and that brings the total number of tests completed to 881,532. An update now on the case of the healthcare worker at the Auckland quarantine facility who tested positive for COVID-19. This worker had a couple of days ago been genomically linked to cases that were completing isolation in the facility. I'm pleased to say we have now established the exact epidemiological link, and that gives us an indication of how that healthcare worker became infected. The link has been confirmed as being to one of the community cases who was being cared for in the quarantine facility, whose condition required assessment and subsequent hospitalisation. And the healthcare worker went into that person's room to provide care and assess them ahead of hospitalisation. And a review is underway actually at this very point in time. There is a clinical team there to have a good look at what happened and the circumstances so that we can see if there are any lessons to be learned, any changes to protocols, and of course improving our IPC procedures to make sure that the staff there and others in the facility are protected. Our national contact tracing system has recorded 85 close contacts of that healthcare worker from the gym sessions at Les Mills Takapuna, and all have been contacted and are self-isolating. And to date, 80 of those have been identified in our system as having returned a negative test. There have also been 195 casual contacts identified from the gym classes. So far, we have results on 91 of those people who have been tested and returned a negative result also. These numbers will continue to change as more conversations and calls are made and we continue the investigation. And finally, just two reviews that have been released today by the Ministry of Health. Reports, first of all, into this year's influenza immunisation campaign that was undertaken largely through the period that we were in alert levels 4 and 3 and 2 earlier in the year, as well as last year's measles outbreak, particularly the Auckland component of that. These reviews were, of course, commissioned by the Ministry to learn about what had worked and indeed what improvements were needed in the system to improve our overall immunisation efforts. Work is already well underway to address the recommendations. Some is already complete. And I should say that the work for the measles review was carried out late last year and early this year. And we received a briefing from the two authors, a very comprehensive briefing earlier in the year. The finalisation of the report was delayed by COVID-19 and the report was only provided to us in the last couple of months. And we've been working apace on the recommendations there. And I would like to say that the recommendations of both those reviews are already informing our COVID-19 response and particularly our preparation for vaccination once a vaccine is available here in New Zealand. Right, I'm open to questions, and as you know, we've got through till about 20 past.
How is Bloomfield on the influenza?
RNZ National, that's Director General of Health Ashley Bloomfield, who is updating the nation. 1 p.m. on the latest on COVID-19. Again, no community cases today. One case at the border and sadly a death to report today. There's also a bit more information about the healthcare worker you will have heard about over the last few days. And it appears that healthcare worker picked up COVID-19 from a member of the community who was in isolation or in quarantine with COVID-19, who needed hospitalisation. And the healthcare worker, according to Bloomfields, went in to assess that person ahead of hospitalisation.